بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعنه أن أبا بكر الصديق رضي الله عنه قال: يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، مرني بكلمات أقولهن إذا أصبحت وإذا أمسيت. Still in the chapter of the zikr of Allah Ta'ala and what zikrs we should make in the mornings and evenings. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu requested Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, command me, tell me of some words, some zikr that I should read in the morning and the evening. So this is a very special dhikr which Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taught to his own, to Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Qal, qul. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read these words: Allahumma fatir as-samawati wal-ard, O Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, alim al-ghaybi wa-shahada, the knower of all things which are hidden and which are manifest, rabba kulli shay'in wa malikahu, the Lord and Master, creator, nourisher, sustainer of everything and the owner of everything, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, I bear witness that there is none other besides you. A'udhu bika min sharri nafsi, I seek your protection from the evil of my nafs, wa sharri shaytani wa shirkihi, and from the evil of shaytan and all his partners, that is all the evil, jinnat, etc. So if a person will read this, he will be protected from all evil. And this we are supposed to read every morning and in the evening also. Qal, qulha idha asbahta. Say these words in the morning when you wake up. Wa idha amsayta, and also at night when it is nightfall. Wa idha akhatta madji'aka. And also when you lie down on your bed, read these words. So these are important wazifa, a dua taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to Hazrat Abu Bakr and on his request. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه says كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أمسى قال. Whenever it was nightfall, evening, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read this dua. Amsayna wa amsal mulku lillah. We have made night and the whole creation, the whole world has gone into darkness, into night, all for Allah Ta'ala. Walhamdulillah, and all praise belongs only to Allah Ta'ala. La ilaha illallah, there is none other but Allah Ta'ala. Wahdahu la sharika lahu, he is one and only, and he has no partner whatsoever. Qala al-rawi, arahu qala fihinna. The narrator of the hadith, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, says, can remember that these words were also said. لَهُ الْمُلْكُ وَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. All sovereignty, kingdom belongs only to Allah Ta'ala, and all praise is also only to Allah Ta'ala, and He is the one who has got power over everything. رَبِّي أَسْأَلُكَ خَيْرَ مَا فِي هَذِهِ اللَّيْلَةِ. O Allah, I ask you of all the good which is in this night. وَخَيْرَ مَا بَعْدَهَا, and all the good that is after this night, that is till the day of Qiyamah as well. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا فِي هَذِهِ اللَّيْلَةِ, and I seek your protection from the all the evil which is in this night. وَشَرِّ مَا بَعْدَهَا, and all the evil that is after this night. رَبِّ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ الْكَسَلِ. O Allah, I seek your protection from laziness. وَسُوءِ الْكِبَرِ, and from a bad old age, that a person is plagued with diseases, that a person has got money to support him, he can't work also, nobody to see to his needs, and he can't see to his own needs himself. So to protection from this bad old age. أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ عَذَابِ النَّارِ, and I seek your protection from the fire, from the punishment of the fire. وَعَذَابٍ فِي الْقَبْرِ, and from punishment in the qabr. So these are very important duas which we are all in need. We don't know how our old age will come. We don't know our condition in the qabr. We don't know on the day of qiyamah. So these are du'as that we should read and seek the protection of none other but the greatest, the one and only Allah Ta'ala. What beautiful du'as we have been taught, and du'as alone is a proof of the truthfulness of Islam and how, what a wonderful religion Allah Ta'ala has given us. وَإِذَا أَصْبَحَ قَالَ ذَلِكَ أَيْضًا. And when a person wakes up in the morning, he should read these du'as in the morning as well. أَصْبَحْنَا وَأَصْبَحَ الْمُلْكُ لِلَّهِ. That we have made morning, and so has the entire sovereignty made morning for Allah Ta'ala. وعن عبد الله بن خبيب رضي الله عنه قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. عبد الله بن خبيب رضي الله تعالى عنه said that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم specifically told me, it was for the whole ummah, but he feels it such an honor that this was said to me. And this shows the love bondage that was between Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, and how they cherished those words that were said specifically for them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِقْرَأْ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ عَحَدْ وَالْمُعَوَّذَتَيْنِ. Read قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ عَحَدْ and the two other قُلْز after that, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. حِينَ تُمْسِي وَحِينَ تُصْبِحُ. At night when you make night, and in the morning also. ثلاث مرات, three times read it. تكفيك من كل شيء, it will be protection for you from everything. It will be protection, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali had explained, from what people are complaining commonly about jadu and jinn. It will be protection of serious health conditions, heart condition, cancer. It will be protection from serious social problems, crime, hijackings, robberies, etc. And the biggest of all, it will be protection from nafs and shaitan. And this is, everyone knows the three quls. So every morning after Fajr, we should read the three quls. And after Maghrib, it will be complete protection for us. وعن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ما من عبد يقول في صباح كل يوم ومساء كل ليلة. There isn't anyone who doesn't say these words. That means he is regular paban, not just casually now and then. Every morning and every evening a person who says these words, Bismillah الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. A person will read these du'as in the name of Allah, that great being, that no harm can come by his name of any type in the earth or in the skies. And he is the hearer of everything, knower of everything. A person who will read this ثلاث مرات in three times, إِلَّا لَمْ يَضُرُّهُ شَيْءٌ, nothing will harm that person who will read this. One narrator of the hadith says that effect of paralysis came to me, I suffered a stroke. He says, but then I clearly remember I forgot to read this dua that morning. So when we read this dua, it will be protection for us. And this is a dua generally known by everyone. We should try and read it every morning and evening, three times. Bismillah الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. These are our protection, and these are the things that will safeguard us. So we should try and collect these du'as and read them regularly every morning and every evening. وآخر دعوانا.